Welcome to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. This is your host, Coach Skiles.
Coach T.
All right, week three is over, and it was a lot of points being tossed around everywhere. What do you think about that, Coach T?
Oh, yeah, it was a very exciting week in the NFL. The Patriots dropped 50 points. Monday Night Football was a thriller. Aaron Rodgers, 5 touchdowns. He is number one.
He is the best QB in the league.
And, I mean, it was really exciting to watch. A lot of people, a lot of big-name receivers did their things. Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Keenan Allen all had 2 touchdowns. A lot of 3 touchdown running back games. It was just a lot of points.
Crazy.
Especially fantasy points.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you're on DraftKings, you're seeing your score go up and down and up and down and being the top for money and being low for money. It's just so much.
Yeah, and I definitely had a great DraftKings week. I won all 4 of the leagues I was in. And especially beating you was probably my favorite thing of the weekend. So it was very exciting.
Yeah, it was close. I need James Starks to give me 6 points, and he did not. I mean, it's a risk I took, but it happens.
All right, well, let's move on to some injuries that happened this past week, or guys that are coming back from injury that's really going to affect the whole fantasy scoring and fantasy lineups for some teams. So let's talk about, first off, Big Ben, the MCL sprain. He's out 4 to 6 weeks minimum. How does that affect the Steelers' fantasy lineup?
Oh, well, it definitely is going to hurt Antonio Brown, and any other receiver on that team is not worth playing. Heath Miller would probably stay the same. I think Big Son looked for him. Le'Veon Bell, I'm not worried about. It was a small downgrade, not too much. And he's going to get the carries, but he's also going to get the extra guys in the box. But I think that's going to be a push on there. So starting Bell with confidence. But Antonio Brown is not going to be as electrifying as he's been with Big Ben. But he's still obviously a start every single week.
Yeah, I still see Brown as being a top 8 wideout for sure, easy. And maybe not number 1 or number 2 wideout numbers every week like he's been producing, but he could still be top 5 every week, even with Vic throwing him the ball. But
we'll go to adds and drops later, but let's go ahead and throw this in now. Michael Vick, is he worth an add?
Yes, I say yes, just because that Steelers offense is high-flying. And, I mean, after this week, they also get Martavis Bryant back, so I really like the Steelers' offense, and I think Vic can do pretty good in it.
Maybe you're the Romo owner, and he went down, and you had Tannehill late, and maybe you pick up Vic, see what he does. I wouldn't start him, but hold him on your bench, see what he does.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, all right, also moving on to – so let's go with some running back troubles. Marshawn Lynch went down with a hamstring injury. It's not appeared to be serious, but it could linger, just like this other guy, LeSean McCoy. His hamstring injury is lingering, and they may hold him out next week.
It's a first-round pick and a second-round pick. I'm killing people's teams right now.
So if McCoy and Lynch aren't able to go, do you see any added value for their backups? And also, would you try to trade Lynch or McCoy?
Oh, I'm definitely trying to trade them. I'm punting on both of them. I was never high on McCoy, a late second-rounder for sure, but never was in that first-round business for McCoy. Lynch, on the other hand, I would pick him up in the draft if he was there around 7 or 6, and he usually wasn't. So I don't actually own Lynch in any leagues, thank goodness. But you definitely want their backups, even if you don't own them. Rawls looked very good this week. I think he had 100 rushing yards.
Yep.
And McCoy's backup as well, Williams, also looked good. He got pay dirt. So I'm definitely looking to own those backups, especially, obviously, if you own McCoy or Lynch.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you do this trade, LeSean McCoy for Arian Foster?
Yes, I sure would.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch for Arian Foster.
If I had some running back depth, yes.
Marshawn Lynch for Arian Foster.
Yep, I would do it.
Okay, yeah, because Foster, Bill O'Brien came out and said that Foster looks good and he's ready to play, so he could be back this week. If he's not back week 4, he will definitely be back week 5.
Even if they say he's out week 4, I would still make the trade.
Okay, yeah.
I would make the trade right now.
Because Foster has so much upside because he is that cowbell for the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
And he has the potential to put 15, 20 points up every week. And so moving on to, let's do a little bit of receivers with his injury trouble, mainly just 2 of them. Mm-hmm. Davante Adams, he went down tonight, high ankle sprain. Yep. What does that do? He's probably going to miss a few games. I already said that he's probably going to be out a couple games. So does that do anything for the Green Bay wideouts? Do any of them get added value?
Obviously, James Jones, who wasn't getting a lot of targets, is now going to get more targets, and as you saw with the touchdown tonight. Davante Adams was actually getting more the second most amount of targets on the team, and now that he is down, yeah, look for James Jones and maybe Montgomery for maybe pick up Montgomery and keep him on your stash. I wouldn't start Montgomery this week, but okay. We'll see if Davante Adams plays next week or not. I would think they would give him the week off now.
Yeah,
came back too early on that ankle injury and hurt it in the first quarter.
Okay, one more receiver, and then we'll go into our waiver wire wizards. But Sammy Watkins went down with a calf injury, and he's day-to-day. Was this a guy that you were looking at and was thinking about maybe starting before the injury? What about after the injury?
No, since week one, before the season started, I wasn't high on Watkins at all with a rookie quarterback going to him, and I was trading him and not owning him in any leagues. Definitely don't want any part of Watkins this year. Love the talent. If he was on a different team, he would be a great, great pickup, and he's a great superstar. But unfortunately, he's in a situation where I'm not too fond of him. What about yourself?
Yeah, same. I'm not really fond of Watkins just because of consistency. Talent's there. He's an amazing talent, but the person throwing him the ball, Tyrod Taylor, is just not very consistent in getting his receivers the ball week in and week out. So I'm staying away from Sammy Watkins, but I am not staying away from Tyrod Taylor. So we're just going to go ahead and jump in to the quarterbacks.
Let's go on Alshon Jeffrey, though. He looks like he's saying he should be playing in week four. Are you starting Alshon Jeffrey in week four, or are you keeping him on your bench?
No, I'm starting him.
You're starting Jeffrey?
Starting him, definitely, because he's going to be a target monster. And the Chicago Bears desperately need to get something going on offense. So I'm starting Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's against the Raiders, so that's a good matchup right there for sure. So, yeah, if he's good to go, I'm going to go ahead and start Alshon Jeffrey. You know, it's kind of dangerous sometimes starting a receiver after an injury. Hence, you know, Mike Evans, what he did a couple weeks ago.
And yeah, it got me 0 points.
Yep, but I'm okay with Alshon Jeffrey with playing the Raiders. I'd give him a go.
Yeah, because they said they're not going to limit his targets and limit his snap count, so he should be good to go. With Mike Evans, they said they were going to limit his snap count, but I went with him anyways. He got me 0 points, and this week Mike Evans came out and got 7 catches for over 100 yards. So, I mean, he's back to normal. I would employ Evans in all your lineups along with Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, moving on.
All right, let's go to our waiver wire additions for after week three. Okay. So in quarterback, we've been saying this. If Tyrod Taylor's there, pick him up.
You have to have him. Threw up another 30-point piece McNugget on people this week.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor, he's dangerous. He has that dual threat ability, and he actually looks good throwing the ball too. So, I mean,
yeah. I wish I could follow my own advice, or your advice, our advice, and picked up Taylor. I don't own him in any leagues, and I really wish I would have actually picked him up.
I own him in quite a few, and I'm very excited about that. I'm starting him this week and a few of them because he has a pretty good matchup against the Giants. So I like Taylor this week.
Oh, yeah.
So also, what do you think about Derek Carr? Do you think he's a guy that you can pick up and stash now after two back-to-back 300-yard performances?
Well, look at who he played. The two defenses are really garbage. He took advantage of Cleveland this week and Baltimore the week before. And we all know Baltimore's defense apparently really sucks. I mean, you saw what A.J. Green did to him. Just totally murdered him. Their secondary looks bad. So, yeah, definitely worth a stash.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't agree more. Derek Carr is a talented quarterback. He has an arm, and he has weapons over there. He has Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. Latavius Murray is a good pass-catching running back. So,
would you start Carr over Tannehill?
No. I would want to see
Taylor over Tannehill.
Yes. That's actually what I'm doing in two leagues. I'm starting Tyrod Taylor over Tannehill this week because Tannehill plays the Jets. I don't like that matchup, and Taylor's plays
across
the
country, across the Atlantic.
Yeah, in London. So
I'm from London.
Yeah, so I'm starting Taylor this week. But so Derek Carr, get him, stash him. What about so we already talked about Michael Vick a little bit. Is he worth a stash?
If you're good at quarterback, if you have one of the top guys, I wouldn't touch him. I'm not worried about him at all. If I own Tyrod Taylor, I might have been looking at him, but. Yeah, if you're dying at quarterback and you are starting somebody like Mariota, and for some reason he's your only starter, Blake Bortles, then yeah, I'd pick up Vic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What about this guy shouldn't be there. I told you he was actually my quarterback sleeper this year, Andy Dalton. If he's still there somehow, do you get him after back-to-back great performances?
I guess you have to. I don't want the guy. I personally don't like him, and he's so off and on, has really good games and really bad games. I personally don't want him, but yeah, I'd rather have him than Vic. I'd rather have him than Bortles. Sure, he's my number, 20 quarterback probably. He's around that spot.
Right now, for me, he's probably top 14 because, I mean, he's had great weeks for the whole start of the season. So he threw his first pick this week, but still ended up throwing 3 touchdowns and rushing for another one. So yeah. Dalton's getting points, and so I like him. Pick him up if he's there. So that's the quarterbacks. Go out and stash Derek Carr. If Dalton and Tyrod Taylor are still there, pick them up. And Vic, if you had Big Ben or somebody, then
yeah, you know what? People, go out and get Vic. A lot of people lost Big Ben for 4 or 6 weeks.
So go out and get Vic.
Yeah, you need to get Vic.
And by the way, y'all, if y'all have any questions about anything, just email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at the Fantasy Football Coaches, and then also on Twitter at _fantasycoaches. So any questions, or if you want a shout out or something like that, just go on to Instagram, Twitter, or email us. And so that's our quarterbacks. Let's move on to our halfbacks. And someone that I'm very proud about that I said to go out and pick out last week, Devontae Freeman, came out, almost 200 total yards, 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go and get him?
Yeah, I think you have to after that performance. I don't think he'll keep it up. I know DeAndre Williams did it twice, but that's because, I mean, their offense is so good in Pittsburgh. Atlanta's offense, passing offense is good. I've never seen a rushing offense do anything like this in more than 3 or 4 years since what Michael Turner had a really, really good year about 3 or 4 years ago. So, yeah, I'm picking him up. We started in some DraftKings league. We told some people to start him in DraftKings, and that paid off pretty big. So, yeah, he's definitely worth the pickup.
Yeah,
he's probably my number one waiver wire right now.
Yeah, he's my number one, too, if he's there.
If he's still there.
Because Freeman, I mean, if you were smart, you picked him up last week, and you started him this week. So, if you listen to us, then that happened, and you probably won your league, so you're welcome. But, yes, I'm definitely picking up Freeman. He looked good running the ball, and also he's dominating touches right now with Tevin Coleman out. They don't trust the other running back over there in Atlanta, so Freeman's dominating the touches, and that showed. He caught 5 passes out of the backfield for 52 yards. So pick up Freeman. Also another guy who catches a lot of balls, Lance Dunbar. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. 10 catches, 100 yards. Get the 100-yard bonus in DraftKings if you're playing that. 10 points for the catches. Lance Dunbar, obviously, in PPR leagues, is a must-start. It's your flex and possibly your running back, too. Lance Dunbar's looking good. We said last week that Brandon Whedon's going to be checking down a lot to his running backs, running the ball, passing the ball short to Whitten and his running backs. And, yeah, we were definitely right.
Yeah, all 3 Dallas running backs put up 10 points or more in fantasy this week. Dunbar, McFadden, and Randall. So that's ridiculous. That ain't gonna that's not going to happen every week. But Dunbar, I would have him over McFadden because Dunbar is the more pass-catching back in that backfield, and Randall's the more running the ball, going to get the touchdowns running back. So stay away from McFadden. Get Dunbar and Randall. So what about 2 more running backs who could end up, you know, having some sleeper value for the next few weeks? Carlos Williams from the Buffalo Bills and then Thomas Rawls from the Seattle Seahawks. Do you go out and pick them up?
Yeah, they're probably 2 and 3 actually on my waiver wire pickup. So I'm definitely looking to own them, and we'll be trying to pick them up this week.
Okay, yeah. So there you have it. So at running back, if you have first priority, go out and get Devontae Freeman if he's there. He's your number one that you need to go get. Carlos Williams and Thomas Rawls, they're also very high up there.
Yeah,
get them.
Yeah, we hear that they're going to actually be resting McCoy more than likely. So
yeah, more than likely. And Carlos Williams, he had over 100 yards on 13 touches and a touchdown last week. So he has 3 touchdowns in 3 games. So go out and get Williams. He looks really good. So I have him as a handcuff for McCoy. And so even if they sit McCoy, I feel confident putting Williams in there.
Let's go over a couple more pickups. What about Kendall Wright? I mean, he's still not owned in about 20% of leagues, so.
Oh, I pick him up because it looks like he's Mariota's trusted target for the wideouts. And Kendall Wright, this is a guy who caught 90 balls last year, and so I like Kendall Wright, and Mariota needs that trusted wideout, and so I'm picking up Kendall Wright if he's there.
Okay, Reuben Randle, what about him?
Yeah, I like Reuben Randle.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. We're about to start arguing right here.
Yeah.
Vic Cruz will be coming back shortly.
He comes back this week.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be 100% this week, and won't be. He'll be a little rusty, but in the next couple of weeks, for sure, he'll get even more and more and more targets taken away from Randall. So yeah. I'm not a believer in Randall. I'm not either. I'm not trying to pick him up.
Yeah, I'm staying away from Randall just because he may have that game that he had last week once out of every 5 weeks, and I don't want that from our receivers. I need consistency, so I'm staying away from Randall. But one guy that I'm going after, Rishard Matthews from the Miami Dolphins. This is 3 straight weeks he's had good games. He looks like Tannehill's trusted target, especially in the red zone. Matthews had 2 touchdowns and over 100 yards this week. This guy's for real. Go and get him. Him and Jarvis Landry are big targets for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm not as high on him, but I'm definitely worth a pickup for sure.
So what about this guy taking over for Roddy White? It looks like Leonard Hankerson.
Oh, yeah.
Is he worth a pick?
That third receiver in Atlanta always is worth a pick. So in deeper leagues, yes. If you're in a 10-team league, there's no need for it, I don't think. But 12 to 14, Hankerson's worth the pickup.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
Powell. Bilal Powell off the Jets.
No, I do not like Bilal Powell.
He had 7 catches for 44 yards.
I don't care. If he had 10 catches this week, I'm not touching
Powell. If Ivory's out next week, you don't want any part of Powell.
No, because we've seen what Powell can do whenever he's the lead back, and it's just disappointment. That's all it is. It's just a huge disappointment every time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm staying away from Powell. Every time you like, oh, he could have a good week this week, it's like he gets you negative points or like not more than 5. So I'm staying away from Powell. I'm picking up people such as Freeman, Carlos Williams, or Thomas Rawls, even Lance Dunbar over him. So I'm staying completely away.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. What do we have next?
What about a tight end? Let's go Charles Clay. He did pretty good for the Bills this
Taylor
week.
Taylor was targeting him so much in the game.
Yeah, so if you're sitting there with a tight end like Kyle Rudolph or maybe, you know, Delanie Walker, do you go after Charles Clay?
Oh, I like Delanie Walker, but yeah, I would still go over Clay anyway, for sure. Clay was definitely one of Taylor's favorite targets this week, and I think he's going to continue that, so you definitely need to pick up Clay.
Okay, yeah.
We get tight end.
Yeah, I'm looking to pick up Clay in 2 of my leagues because I'm always about that don't draft a tight end strategy. So yeah. I'm looking to pick up Clay. So there you have it with our waiver wires for this week. So after week 3, if Derek Carr is there, go get him. Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor is a must. And Michael Vick if you had Big Ben. So running back, Devontae Freeman's there. He's a must. Go get him. If, say, you don't get Freeman, say you're middle of the pack waiver wire order, get Carlos Williams or Thomas Rawls. If Lynch and McCoy is not able to go, they're great fill-ins for this week. And then also Lance Dunbar, especially if in a PPR league, go get Lance Dunbar. Mm-hmm. You can get you 10 points just from catches every week. So, at receiver, Rishard Matthews for the Dolphins. He's had a great start to the season. He's one of Tannehill's trusted targets. Also, Leonard Hankerson in a deeper league. You can get him from Atlanta and then Charles Clay. So go after them. And so, yeah, that's our waivers. Do you have any – what about the questions? Do we have any questions?
Let's not go to questions. Let's go into some people that surprised us and just really disappointed us.
Okay, yeah. Let's go into our surprises and disappoints.
All right. Well, first of all, it's not really a surprise because if you follow us on Instagram, we told you to start these guys. Greg Olsen with a nice comeback and Cam Newton. I had them both on our Instagram there.
Oh, yeah.
And said start them with confidence. And they had a great, huge comeback week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They had Greg Olsen over 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, and Cam Newton put it up
3 over touchdowns.
Yeah, over 30 points for fantasy. So Cam Newton and Olsen were great starts. Are you looking to keep them starting this coming week?
Well, think about the QBs that went down. You have Breeze down. There's no trust in Breeze anymore. You have Big Ben that's down. Tony Romo down. Cam Newton is probably going to be pushed up in the top 6 or 7 quarterbacks right now, even though his receivers are total garbage.
Yeah. So I'm starting Newton if, you know.
Can you name 5 quarterbacks better than Newton?
Yes.
You probably can, but go ahead. Let's try it out.
All right, let's try it out. First, I'm going to go Peyton Manning. I'll start Peyton Manning over Cam.
Okay.
Let's go Tom Brady. Definitely start
obviously,
Tom Brady over
Aaron
Cam.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'll start Luck over Cam.
Even though
Luck's been struggling, I'll start Luck over Cam.
Okay.
And then number 5, I'll start Matt Ryan over Cam. And 'cause
fair enough.
Yeah, but Cam's up there. He's definitely top eight for me. He might be seven or eight that I would start.
Because anybody else better than Cam? Carson Palmer, probably.
Yeah, Palmer's been on fire to start the year. It looks like he's going to throw a lot of touchdowns this year. So, yes, I'm starting Carson Palmer over him. But that's probably about it, just those six. And then...
Are you concerned with the Seahawks offense right now?
No, not at all.
No?
No, the Seahawks, they've had decent offense all year. They just haven't been amazing like they were in the final stretch of last season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're going to get it together. And so I'm not worried about the Seahawks offense at all. Jimmy Graham had a great game. So him and Russell Wilson's going to just constantly get better through the year.
Okay, well, let's talk about a couple more guys. You mentioned Luck. And Luck and Gore, also on our Instagram on Sunday morning, we told you to start those guys with confidence that they would have a comeback week. And Frank Gore finished off with 86 yards and two touchdowns. And Luck ended up going 260 yards and two touchdowns. So, yeah. Not the best week for Luck, but you'll take that from your quarterback every week.
Yeah, you'll take it. And somebody else I'll take that I'm very excited about, Amari Cooper. He's been doing real good. And
like I said, before you bragged about him.
Yep.
But rightfully so. You should this week.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards, nine catches. And so he looked really good. He needs to just hang on to the ball. He had a fumble that he lost. But other than that, he looked really good. Nine catches, over 130 yards. So I'm playing him every week as my wideout number two or three, depending on who else I have. But he's going to be in my starting lineup every week.
Okay. What's your would you say it's your best call from the preseason?
Yeah, I would say Cooper's. No, not my best call. My sleeper Andy Dalton. He's been able to do great things so far, but Cooper's up there.
Yeah, it's probably your best call. What's your worst call?
My worst call so far. Well, actually, my best call is probably saying Kyle Rudolph over Owen Daniels, because Owen Daniels hasn't really done much. He got a lucky touchdown this week, but that's it.
That's your best call? Kyle Rudolph ain't that great. I would say DeMarcus Cooper going off.
I'm just saying
off.
It's the best call because I'm getting a Meat Lover's Pizza out of it. So it's been good. But yeah, so my worst call so far, probably just
Eli Manning.
Reggie
Bush is definitely your worst call.
Yeah, I was about to say Carlos Hyde and Reggie Bush. That's been my worst call, just because Bush has been hurt. So I don't want to. Anything.
We need the nun from Game of Thrones with the shame bell right now. Shame.
No, that's because Bush got hurt. Bush got hurt.
It doesn't matter. Bush was 110% healthy. Anyway, moving on. My best call, I'm going to have to go with the Fitzgerald being a number one receiver and starting him.
Yeah, that was a great call.
Worst call, probably Sam Bradford right now. Although, I think as the weeks go on and on, it'll start looking better as that offense starts gelling. Or it'll crash underneath my feet and Bradford will get benched for Sanchez. And then, at that point, you can ring the shame bell for me.
Okay. So right now we have the shame bell on me, which I still don't agree with because Reggie Bush got hurt week one. So whatever.
He's fragile. That was part of the argument.
Whatever.
He's garbage.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better about the Carlos Hyde thing because he hasn't looked good the last 2 weeks. So, I mean, he's starting to go back to earth like I said he would. But I'm feeling a little better about that.
Let me brag about myself one more time since we're looking back and seeing what we're saying. To Tom Brady, 35 to 40 touchdowns, what I said. Definitely looks great right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame bell on me again because I said Tom Brady wasn't going to do that good this year, and I said I'd take people like Ryan Tannehill over him. So that's a very bad call on my part. I said Brady wouldn't have the weapons, but he does. Edelman and Gronk, that's all he needs.
Now we're speaking about the Patriots. If Blount is on the free agent list, which if somebody drops him, I don't think that he would be. I got to look at his percentages.
If he's there, get him.
You have to get him, right?
Yeah, because he honestly could probably get two touchdowns a week in that offense because if they get to the one-yard line, they're giving the ball to him. He's a bowling ball who will just fall into the end zone.
Yeah, Deion Lewis got knocked down to 8 carries this week and 5 catches for 30 yards. So, I mean, he did get a touchdown, but what are you doing with that? Who are you starting there? Are you starting them both? Are you not starting either of them this next week?
I hate the Patriots running backs.
We always do.
Because they always have two who could be fantasy studs at running back, and that's how it is with Lewis and Blount. So, I mean, I'm staying away from both. If I have one of them, just one of them, then I'll start them as my flex. But I'm staying away from both if I have the choice.
All right. Let's not go into too many start and sits because that's our next episode. We'll try to get out on Thursday for you guys. But what about your boy Gurley? I mean, obviously he came in the game but wasn't getting a lot of carries. It's his first game back.
Yeah, they didn't
not back because you'd have to be here.
Yeah.
He's not been here.
They didn't really give him a lot to work with. And, I mean, some people will say he looked bad, but he really didn't. They didn't give him much to work with.
Six carries for 9 yards, pretty bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, but when you look at it, they were down. They stick Gurley in, and they expect him to just do amazing with a terrible offensive line, and they had no momentum. It's not Gurley's fault, and as soon as Gurley starts, you know, getting more of that pro feel and starts playing more, he's going to start exploding. So just wait. I wouldn't start him this coming up week, but give it 2 weeks from now, and Gurley will be in your lineup every week.
Are you picking up Kenny Britt, who had 102 yards on 7 catches?
Nope.
I know we didn't mention him. You're not worried about him at all?
Nope. Britt is nothing to me because Nick Foles is nothing to me. And so I do not trust
Kenny Britt had 102 of Nick Foles' 197 yards.
Yeah, I don't trust Nick Foles being like, you know what, Kenny Britt, he's going to be amazing. Yeah. Let me throw him.
Don't add Kenny Britt. I totally agree. What about Jared Cook? Are you punting on him? Are you dropping him?
Yes, because he definitely made me mad in DraftKings. He was a super cheap option this week, and so I put him in my flex, and he got me like 1 point. So Jared Cook, you are dead to me. Even though I won all my leagues, I'm still very mad at you. So, yeah, I'm dropping Jared Cook.
You can't do this based on feelings. You gotta, but, you know, how will he do for the rest of the year?
He's going to do bad.
Clearly.
Because Nick Foles. I'm never getting any Rams passing options the rest of the year because of Nick Foles.
All right. What about Keenan Allen again?
I know.
Big week.
Keenan Allen, I mean.
Big week, small week, big week. Continuing to trend.
And yeah.
Have a bad week next week.
I don't see it happening. Keenan Allen, I mean,
he also said that after week one. Everybody in the world said that.
That's true. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Keenan Allen came out and surprised me, even though the last touchdown he got was garbage time. So, yeah. I mean, that stat line's a little blurred. But
half the Dolphins was garbage time, too. But, I mean, it counts, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it counts.
I'll take garbage time all day. But moving on, let's not get in the start and sit. That's what we're end up doing. But who else surprised you or did really, really good that you didn't see coming? Anybody else you can think of on top of your head?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. I mean, we've already talked to him about him a little bit, but he definitely surprised me. He came out and looked really good, threw for over 250 yards and 3 touchdowns, no picks and no turnovers. Taylor looked real good. And so he's a quarterback I'm trusting every week now. Like, he earned his trust. Because he's done nothing but put up 20-plus fantasy points every week so far. So I'm starting him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We talked about him. Okay. Is there anything else we need to go over? Jimmy Graham is back, which we talked about how Jimmy Graham's going to have a big week, and he did. So with 7 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown. And he was targeted so much more. I was watching the game. I don't got the numbers in front of me, but he was targeted big time in that game. What about Forte? Are you worried about Forte without Jay Cutler?
Without Jay Cutler, I'm worried about Forte. But as soon as Cutler comes back, I'm going to stop worrying about Forte.
Okay.
So definitely that quarterback situation hurts everything in Chicago.
He didn't catch a pass this week, Forte.
Yeah, that definitely hurt a lot of fantasy owners. And so, but yeah, one other person that really surprised me, Steve Smith. That dude has done ridiculous so far this year.
Does he ever age?
Yes, he looks like he's 28 or 27 back there in the prime of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's a guy that I'm comfortable starting every week now. Mm-hmm. And so as my wideout 2 or even 3. And so I like Steve Smith. He's looking really good in that Baltimore offense. Okay. And so he really surprised me.
Another player we should probably talk about, Alfred Blue, who I don't think you should own at all. Let's just say Foster doesn't come back next week. Are you trying to own Alfred Blue?
Yes.
You're a Texans fan.
If Foster's not back next week, I'm starting Blue, and here's the reason why. they play Atlanta, and Atlanta just gave up 4 rushing touchdowns to the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. So I'm starting the Texans running back next week.
So is Blue with the pickup then?
Yes.
He will be a free agent. We told a lot of people to drop him.
Yes. I would pick up Blue for this coming week if Foster does not play, because Blue could get a sneaky 2 touchdowns this week. So even if he only gets like 20 yards, 2 touchdowns, that's 12 points. So I'm picking up Blue and starting him this week if Foster does not play.
Okay, okay. And let's see, what about anybody else you want to go over?
Yeah, the last person that I'm going to talk about that really has surprised me so far this year, Brandon Marshall. And I
that
had
a little stupid play he did.
It was almost a fumble. Yeah, but besides that, like, his stat lines has been good. He's had a touchdown every game. And he's had over 100 yards the last 2 games. He is looking like the old Brandon Marshall. And I didn't think he was going to be worth anything this year in that Jets offense. And he's proved me wrong. So that's a surprise for me. I'm going out and getting Marshall. I'm even trading for him because Decker's hurt. And, I mean, if you have Marshall, start him every week. And if you don't, try to trade for him. Try to trade someone for him and get him and insert him into your lineup every week. I like Brandon Marshall.
All right, well, tell them where they can contact us at and ask us questions.
Okay, yeah, if you have any questions, you know, you can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. And then also, follow us on Instagram at fantasyfootballcoaches. We post stuff every day, and on Sundays, who you can start at the last minute to really get you the win for that Sunday. So yep. Follow us on Instagram.
Give you the edge over your opponents.
Fantasy Football Coaches. And then also follow us on Twitter @_fantasycoaches. And also you can find us on iTunes to listen to all of our podcasts as soon as they come out at the Fantasy Football Coaches podcast on iTunes. You type that in, we pop up right then and there. And just hit subscribe. If you like what you hear, give us, you know, some gold stars. Tell your friends about us. And So thanks for listening.
Yep, we'll get to the emails next time. Most of them are about starting sitting week 3, and I don't want to week 4, and I don't want to get into that just yet until our next podcast. So, guys, thank you for listening so much. We appreciate all your listens and clicks, and especially your downloads and subscriptions. So, keep on listening.
Oh yeah.
Good luck to you next week. All right.
Bye.